Hey, podcasters, what a way to end 2018. We had the best of, we had the worst of, we laughed, we cried. It was fantastic. So many great guests, so many great callers. We wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll be here on Christmas Day. Love ya. Mix 94.5.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Hey!
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Who's going on holiday?
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Belinda means.
I want that kind of energy on January 7, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
It'll be even better when we get back.
It's time to, well, today we're reminiscing quite a bit about the year that's gone by.
Yes, we're going to do like the best of the year. And so the show at the moment's running 12 minutes and 14 seconds.
Yeah, you know how they do that. We do it in a montage.
Yeah.
Montage.
Yeah, should we get our first montage going?
Oh, yes.
Because we do this segment where our beloved Belinda Cameron, you know, she reads the news and every now and then she misses some quite often silly stories.
Yes, she's missed it on purpose, mostly.
Because they're silly stories.
Yeah.
We're all pretty silly, so we like to revel in them. But in the meantime, here's the best of the news, the things that Belinda missed throughout 2018.
Wicked.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. Running Sushi is a chain in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
All you can eat. Enter Jaroslav Bobovsky.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone in there 5 times,
yeah.
And on the 5th time of him consuming about 100 pieces,
right,
they've gone, nah, you can't keep coming back.
You've got the ban, the sushi ban.
He's angry. Here's some audio.
Up until now, I had been a big fan of running sushi. Sure, sometimes if I'm really hungry, I go for a California roll. I love to dip it in soy sauce. And what about that pickled ginger?
Soy sauce. Bunsen, the pickled ginger.
A Florida boy has applauded his way into the Guinness Book of World Records by clapping his hands as many times as he could in 1 minute. You start clapping, Matt.
Clap your hands.
Okay, ready? Go.
I'd be counting.
Okay, it's not bad, except I can already tell you're too slow.
Oh.
This is the audio of 7 clapping his hands 1,080 times in 1 minute.
You're kidding.
Go.
I mean, it is clapping. I promise you it's clapping.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Doesn't sound like it. Yeah, you were making too much skin connection because he's not doing that.
Yeah.
Nice, light, loose wrist.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, I was imagining myself on stage and everything and it still didn't work.
A raindrops keep falling on my head.
Aloft Hotels, they are installing waterproof recording devices in their showers to allow guests to record themselves singing in the hope that they might get a record deal.
What?
Oh,
that's
dear.
Ridiculous.
This is just as an example of what one might
do. Sure, this is okay to play?
Yeah, it's okay.
Kimber, are you coming in?
All right,
can you bring the baby oil?
All right,
it's meant to be.
So, I mean, there you go.
Sorry, mate, just got a little bit of sick in my mouth
right now.
It also sounded like there was a dog howling in the background.
Well, that was McGrath.
I've been really trying. I don't know if I've, like, scarred my dogs for life, but when we're doing the wild thing, the dogs scurry out of the room.
Oh, really?
It's like they sense it coming.
Well, okay. I can hear Captain Paul, and I'm assuming Bella's in some sort of therapy, isn't she?
No, she hasn't
things
seen
she's
any,
seen.
She hasn't seen anything for about 10 years.
Neither have you, eh?
We call a neighbour. So, Kimber, when the dog scurries from the room, is that because you're doing it their style? Maybe, well, what's going on here?
Ding, Claire's.
Sorry, I didn't say the words.
Goodness me.
What do you know about Finland?
Not a great deal.
They are the happiest country in the world.
Let's cross the finish line here to our man on the streets. Mika Halu Hunkinen is on the line.
Hello, Clancy, Mac and Kimber. I'm so happy to be on the Perth radio station Mix 94.5.
Mika, look, what happens to people in Finland if they aren't happy?
If they're not happy, we deport them. You know, we have 73 days when the sun doesn't even go down, so even Kimber could get a tan in Finland.
Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now.
Hey, good advice today as we wrap things up for the year. And there they are, the things Belinda missed.
It's going to be one of those days if people tune in halfway through, they're going to go, what on earth is going on?
Yeah, what is happening?
Don't worry, we're being happy, man.
Yeah, there's more to come this morning, including the final Matt's Hitch from your Hood for 2018.
Yes.
And we sort of like put an exclamation mark on the year here with so many different segments today, but that is coming up before 9 o'clock.
You betcha.
Yeah, it is. And no particular suburb today to wrap up the suburban songs.
No, it's a celebration of Perth.
Oh, we love that.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
We do love giving away a bit of cash, don't we, in prizes? Yeah.
Apparently, someone tallied it up with a little calculator. It was an abacus yesterday. But it's like something like $500,000 in cash and prizes on Mix 94.5 this year.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, nearly $500,000 we've given away. Cars, holidays. Of course, we've got the massive summer score that we're giving away today. The pressure test every day. So
you add all that stuff up and it's nearly $500,000.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that is incredible. So many great winners throughout the year as well. People have... You know, we love it when people get excited and you hear them having a win.
Yes.
If it's not going to be you, you might as well enjoy someone else's joy, which is pretty cool. Yeah, should we ever listen to some?
Yeah. Okay.
Some of the great winners this year, right here on Mix 94.5. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Bella! Yes. Hey. You are kidding me! Bella, Scotty, come Hey, Baz,
I just got,
with Mix 94.5 and Channel 9's The Block, you're a block, block, block.
Oh, mate,
$10,000.
Oh, I don't believe it.
The
Scots are ready.
Oh, the Scots are ready.
Now, for $12,800 a dealer at Forestfield, what do you think is Mix 94.5's secret sound?
I think it's a spoon going into a full bowl of sugar.
Turning to the adjudicator.
And the adjudicator has a sign up that says...
It's correct!
You got it, Julia!
Oh my god!
Amelia of Forestfield,
I thought it was that. Oh my god!
You have guessed the Mix 94.5 secret sound number 2 and won $12,800!
Oh my god!
Woohoo! Hey! Diane, we need you to list 5 Perth suburbs starting with the letter L for Larry. Go.
Langford. Linwood.
Oh, and your time is gone.
I could not think. I'm sorry. You know what's even more disgusting? I work for Australia Post.
Oh, dear. Die. People at Lansdale are going, is she going to deliver our stuff?
Oh, my God. Just imagine when I get to work today.
Here we go.
Hello.
Good morning. Is that Jacinta from Greenmount there?
Oh, my goodness.
Jacinta?
It's at the call that I am really hoping it is.
I think it might be. Jacinta, you just won $50,000!
Wow. Thank you! I'm shaking. I just feel this doesn't happen to me. This is unbelievable. Thank you, 94.5.
Matthew, we need your list. 5 Perth suburbs, starting with the letter C for carrot. Go.
Currumbine, Kareen, Como, Connolly, Churchland...
Whoa.
Holy moly!
Wow, you did it!
One, two, five!
Matthew!
This isn't Matthew Dictinsky we've called, is it?
Wow. I don't know who that is, sorry.
Oh, that's the guy who's sitting here with us.
Yeah, terrific.
You know, you can.
That's a bit rude. No, it's great to know I'm cutting through with the public. That's awesome.
For your chance to win, you've had to listen to the sand tune, and Anne from Eden Hill has done just that. Congratulations, Anne!
Hey, Screaming Anne, how are you? You're a little bit happy, aren't you, Anne?
Oh, I am. I am very much.
Well, congratulations, Anne. You are in the draw. I can't wait to hear it if you win it.
Yeah, it's
all right. Thank you.
Someone needs a holiday.
I'm getting out of my skin. Oh.
Okay, almost frightened to ask this, Anne, but are you a member of our Mix Club?
Guess what I did yesterday?
You joined up.
I did too.
Nothing like a high-pitched squeal like that. That's awesome. Unreal, man.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
What a year it has been with our good friend Captain Paul here, taking care of getting everyone to work and school with through the traffic. Mate, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
And still
time
here.
He was promoted, actually, from captain to maybe Commodore.
Commodore
or Admiral.
Admiral, I think.
Admiral.
Grand Admiral.
Oh, gee. Well,
deserve
it. Don't know
of we admire the jokes. But he does actually, Paul, you contribute to our show in a lot of other ways too. You don't just give the traffic.
That's correct.
No.
This year you have absolutely delivered, particularly in terms of helping out Matt with his hits from your
hood. Oh, you have, Paula. You've become the butt of many a joke too.
You guys don't see the stuff that happens behind the scenes.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, he texts me 3 or 4 times a day.
With suggestions, ideas.
Yeah, what I can do better.
He wants to do some great background vocals for
you.
Well, okay. I mean, he did come up with this magic throughout the year. So
this is for hits from your hood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Enjoy this gold.
Hit it. Scarborough, 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 Scarborough.
The first bit was my favourite.
Shoot him.
Balga, Balga, baby. Stop. It's my mission to get you the next edition. Balga's the place. If you're off your face and you don't mind mace, I'll take you to first base. Check it.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Oh, wow.
It's got legs.
Terrific. Yeah. No, that. Okay, great.
All right. Okay.
Mandara.
Oh, no.
Way down the freeway on the right-hand side.
Slim Dusty.
Twice the water of Sydney Harbour's on the other side of the country. And that's all.
Oh, dear.
You got Mandara out.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, the Coral Coast.
Oh, I hope so.
I don't mean to boast, but we're going to have the most fun. We're going to have toast and roast and other things. There are teams and dolphins and other things.
Dolphins and dreams. Okay. I love that.
Stop it about now. Yeah.
When are you going to start singing?
Oh, that Mandara song is the worst thing I've ever heard, but it was very funny.
Thank you, Paulie, for your contributions throughout the year. And when you put them all together like that, it really shows how much you really did do for Matt.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, you know, when they found all those old recordings of John Lennon, you know, 20 years after he passed away.
Yeah.
And they wanted to redo them and yeah.
And actually, now they're valuable.
Actually, tomorrow's a passing of John Lennon anniversary and nothing like that at all.
Sorry, John. Sorry.
Oh, thank you, Paulie. We couldn't do it without you, mate.
My pleasure.
Hey, Paul, we can't wait until the end of the show to wrap up the year. Have you got a joke for us?
Yeah.
Go on.
Why did the one-eyed albatross cross the road?
Why?
To get to the bird's eye factory.
I asked for that, didn't I?
You did.
Really, and I don't know why you did. We didn't even approve
that. I'm really, really sorry.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt's hits from your hood.
Well, it's time to reveal the number one song as voted by you, the people of Perth, for Matt's hits from your hood.
This was the song that everyone thought topped the charts for the releases of suburban songs this year.
Yes. It's a massive moment because, you know, these votes have been pouring in.
Oh, they certainly have. We've had Anthony Green, the ABC's election analyst, looking at the votes.
Did he call it too early, though? Trend.
He called it too early.
Oh, no, Anthony.
He called it Scarborough, but
no,
it wasn't.
No, didn't call it too early because I think I called this one.
Yeah, you did. And
this
I think
is
producer
my favorite.
Tom enjoyed this one too. Okay. And it was great having some proper musicians on board as well.
Nothing wrong with that.
Shall we play? Is it now time to play?
Hey, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hi, Wycombe. You are number one.
That's Hits from Your Hood, Mix 94.5.
Come, yeah. The
insane. Your 30-year-old nephew skateboards the Fleming Reserve. We got chicken treats aplenty if you're looking for a bird. There's no payoff. How Wickham's not the station's name.
Love the end of that.
Oh, brilliant.
Number
That's
one.
So good.
My dream to have brass in a band. Yeah, like on those guys from 90, the First Symphony. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, bud.
Yeah.
On Mix 94.5, Matt's Hits from Your Hood, Hi Wickham. Sorry, just had to get that in.
Sure.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Think quick, win big. This is Mix 94.5's Pressure Test. Pressure.
Time to play the pressure test for $250. Thanks to Perth Energy. Let's go to Willerton. Pauline is on the line and see what Pauline is up to on this Friday morning in Perth.
Morning, Pauline. Are you there?
Pauline's disappeared.
Oh, it's going to make it tough to play the pressure test today.
And we'll try again. Pauline, good morning.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Morning.
Hey, how are you? Oh, good. Well, we're glad we have you out, darling. Now, okay. Now, welcome to the pressure test. It works. We're going to give you a category, a time limit. You're going to need to give us a certain number of correct answers before that time runs out. For each correct one, $10. But if you get all of them, Pauline, $250. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Pauline. We are putting 20 seconds on the clock.
Oh, that's a decent amount of time.
Yeah. Done. And we need you to list five movies that are set around Christmas. Go.
Oh, Christmas time. I don't know.
Christmas movies.
Christmas. Santa Claus is coming to town. I don't know. Christmas movies. I don't know. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, Pauline, tough one.
A lot of people would say Love Actually, straight up. But if you
really?
Yeah, but if it's not front of mind, it's not front of mind.
No.
Bummer.
No. I mean, you know, The Grinch, Elf. Grinch. Love Actually, Polar Express, Nightmare Before Christmas.
National Lampoon's.
Oh, yeah, National Lampoon's.
I haven't been to the movies for so long. How would I know?
That's right.
I was waiting for the car one or the suburb. Or...
Oh, it's tough. We get it, Pauline. It's a tough one, but we're checking with the adjudicator.
The adjudicator just said Santa Claus is Coming to Town as a movie.
You got it in there, so you got 10 bucks, Pauline.
Oh, thank you very much.
You spend that wisely, Pauline.
Oh, I will.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Pauline. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Pauline of Willerton.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey guys, we had some very special guests apart from our musos this year.
Some big stars.
But some were musos as well, but international acts who we spoke to. And one of those is the man who used to have the most sensational mullet in music. His name's Michael Bolton.
Loved Michael Bolton. It was great interviewing him because of recent times, Michael Bolton's really shared his sense of humour with everyone, particularly since he did that Valentine's Day special that was on Netflix, which was hilarious. So it was. I was looking forward to interviewing him.
He's a dude.
Yeah, happy to take the mickey out of himself. And I think, Matt, you asked him about his... he should have a fragrance coming.
Well, I have one coming, actually.
Awesome.
No joke. I just had a meeting today about it.
Great.
Oh, really?
Any tips on the name?
No, that's what I can't give him.
What about Michael Bolton Suave?
Ooh.
It's perfume for women, so...
Right.
And I still can't tell you the name because I'm going to sound like I'm just teasing a bit.
No, you're fine.
If anyone knows how women should smell, it's Michael Bolton.
Wow.
You can use that, buddy. I give that freely.
I'm so not.
No, of course not.
Michael got a bit serious there for a moment, didn't he?
He was on board until then.
Next in the line of amazing guests was a man who was in Australia, back home, just recently, well, last week, to host the Arias, Keith Urban.
Keith, it was Valentine's Day yesterday. How do you celebrate it? What do the Urbans gift each other for Valentine's?
A bit of romance, a bit of, a few little surprises here and there. I make sure she knows she's loved.
Oh, nice.
Keith. Well, look, you and I, we're not that dissimilar. I like to write songs too. I just don't have any AMAs or Grammys. But do you ever find your lovely wife, every time you're writing a song, says to you, "Is that about me?"
No, I think she's ever said it's
about me. Oh, really?
No.
No pressure?
No. Okay. No pressure. No, none at all. What's that? But do you write songs for your girl, mate?
I do. But whenever I start writing it, I always feel this sort of look over my shoulder with the question either asked or unasked, is that one about me? Depending on the tone.
Yeah, just the sweet, romantic, I'd be just dead without you. Those ones are about you. That's all you got to say.
Okay, sweet, man.
You know what? I interned at a radio station in Brisbane. I got fired. Apparently some news story was happening next door and I'd blasted some cold chisel track or something right across the news. And it was time for me to leave.
Who knew Keith Urban did some radio stuff? He was a DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, what a different world that would have been.
Yeah.
He would have also been celebrating the last day of the year today.
Yes, exactly. And great relationship advice.
Yeah, you're not wrong. We also caught up with one Captain Kirk himself.
Oh, William Shatner.
William Shatner. I got a little bit fanboy with him. The great Canadian is on the line. G'day and welcome.
I couldn't wait. I was frothing at the bit. I left Perth some time ago. Mm. Every waking hour is, when am I getting back to Perth? And I'm coming October the 8th, and I'll be at the Perth Concert Hall, and I will have wiped the spittle off my mouth from frothing at the bit.
Hey, Bill, just want to ask, mate, I still walk into the house sometimes trying to amuse my wife, and one of the things I say is, Denny Crane, and just walk away. And she goes, you still obsessed with Boston Legal?
Have you been arrested?
Denny Crane.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth. For Brekkie.
This is the last time that we'll be with you in 2018 until our Christmas show on Christmas Day.
That's right.
Yeah. As you unwrap your prezzies, a bit of fun, along with Pete Corelli and Captain Paul, and Janelle Koenig's going to join us as well. But in the meantime, we thought we'd play some of the best bits of 2018 on The Big Breakfast.
Yeah, and this show can't be done basically without you as listeners. Mm. We need you guys. And also, we're sitting in a room just talking to ourselves, hoping that you're listening. So it's always a pleasure when we get to meet you out and about.
Yes.
But you are the stars of our show, and we absolutely love having an opportunity for you to call in every morning.
So many great opinions, funny, sad. It's been wonderful to get those calls over the year.
Yeah, and for people to just share their lives with us. But We did some calls this year. We were talking just casually about whether it was okay to charge for children's birthday parties.
Oh, that's right.
And
yes.
Angela got really expletive with us.
Oh, yeah, Angela.
A bit odd. This is how it unfolded.
Angela's in City Beach. Angela, is it okay to charge to go to a child's birthday party?
Well, I've got four kids and our youngest is just turned 13 and the eldest is 28. And I've never found the need because I don't think it has to be elaborate. Some of the best parties we've had have been, everyone bring your own Nerf gun down to the park and they an absolute ball, set up a picnic. I don't think it has to be elaborate.
Mm.
Or just take your two besties. If that's the, if you want to do something that costs a bit more, take your two best friends.
I guess that's the feeling, Angela, is that parents are feeling a pressure to turn it into a big production number.
But it doesn't have to be. Rules have changed over the years too.
Because of the way your phone's working, Angela, it sounds like you're swearing a lot.
We're getting lots of beeps.
I don't know.
All right, Angela, we get it. It doesn't have to be elaborate.
Thanks, Angela. I've got the feeling she was pretty fired up about the topic. That was funny.
Just lots of fun.
Bleeping it.
Yeah. Sometimes we stir each other about different things, and that might be, you know, something like Kimber not being able to say the word squirrel.
There's nothing wrong with a good squirrel.
Squirrel.
I did pretty well.
That was not bad. You're getting better.
Because you guys have been making me say it so much this year.
Kimber often has trouble with the word squirrel and says squirrel.
Squirrel. Yeah.
But
squirrel.
We did put squirrel. It out there and ask, well, come on, what are the words that you can't say?
Yeah. We want to know what word you can't say properly.
Julie's in Atwell. Julie, what's the word?
Hedgehog.
Does anyone feel like a hedgehog's life?
Oh, Julie, that's so cute.
So you're throwing in a ch there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've added a C to hedgehog.
Okay.
Do you want to have another go now that we've said it, Julie?
Hedgehog.
Hedgehog. Oh, it's adorable.
I love it.
Oh, okay. Sandy's in Auburn Grove. Sandy, what's the word you can't say?
Well, it's embarrassing because it's a really short little word, but I actually can't say... Iron,
so I-R-O-N. So as in iron, as in using an iron or Iron Man. Yeah.
I cannot say that word.
What? One more go for us, Sandy.
Iron.
Iron. Are you doing that to get out of doing the ironing?
Can we go back to Julie? I want to hear it again.
Hedgehog.
That is a classic,
That's
isn't it?
Beautiful.
And I'll tell you what, sometimes, I mean, there's light and shade with our callers and on our show as well. And sometimes we touch on topics you may not necessarily think that we're going to talk about, or you may not necessarily want to hear, but when they've gone to where there've been some profound moments on the show.
Because they affect all of us, yeah.
Things like drug addiction.
Sam, what's happened for you?
I've got a boy who's in his mid-30s and it triggered my military PTSD again, so I'm having to deal with that as well as having to have a violent restraining order put against him. I've had to let go of the son that I raised. You know, he's gone. In the meantime, he's having a wonderful time doing what he does, drinking, having parties, going overseas, you know, whatever. It's left me in debt. It's left me, you know, without my boy. I don't think he understands even really what he was doing when he's drunk because... it's just so nasty, so abusive, so rude and so loud and violent. He does have a beautiful heart, and that's why I've just kept trying. It's very heartbreaking, and especially now because I've got a granddaughter that, you know, that he's had that I never see.
Yeah.
And also I've got another daughter that's had a baby, and of course she's not in his life either. Well, he's not in her life because he probably thinks that he's going to tell mum everything that, you know, he tells her. So.
Oh, Sam.
Everyone misses out all the way around.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that story with us, Sam, and we wish you and your family all the best.
Yeah, Sam of Perth giving us a call there, and just sort of, yeah, as a refreshing call with her honesty, but also one of those ones where you just go, what am I complaining about?
Oh, yeah, your heart breaks for them. It's just, it's been a really big year of hearing all sorts of struggles for people in Perth, and lots of joy in there as well. But, yeah, it's been a big year.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Surprise!
Oh, what?
Surprise!
There you go.
There was never going to be an Amy Shark interview today.
Oh, I'm looking at my sheets. I've highlighted
things. Sorry, guys.
I was going to ask her what she's doing for Christmas.
Sorry, guys.
I'm also really nervous that this is going to be a surprise quiz based on events during the year because Matt's got a sensational memory for that sort of stuff, and I don't.
What? Who are you?
Okay, now, unlike the last time, which was the first time either of you had an inkling we were doing a quiz, did either of you have any idea this time?
No clue.
I genuinely thought we were talking to Amy Shark.
Yes. Tom, producer, well done.
He did Tom. Very well.
It's beautiful work.
Man. All right.
So, the surprise quiz, Matt versus Kimber, if you've never heard it before, it's a lot of fun.
Have I got a chance to bounce back?
Well, I've got the updated scores, but I think it's Matt 6, Kimber 3, and the Premier's got half a point.
We could call this double win round.
Yeah,
so you could absolutely smash me by the end.
Or you could take it.
Well, all of the previous scores have been thrown out today.
Yes, they have. This is it, the World Cup.
We're pretty much starting from scratch.
It's all right. It's all been in good fun, hasn't it?
Yes.
You must
and you
that.
Can can play along at home.
Yes, it is the surprise quiz, Matt versus Kimber, the final round of 2018.
All right.
And they are best of 2018 questions.
Oh,
question
no.
one. Whose illicit love affair rocked Canberra in the month of February?
Barnaby Joyce.
Oh, Matty, well
nice
done.
One.
You're on the scoreboard. Current score check, Matt 1, Kimber 0. Heard that a few times this year.
Question You're going to hear it all morning.
In August, we lost one of the best female singers of our generation. Who was
Aretha
it?
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, hey,
yeah. Casey.
Casey, well done. Matt 1,
bit of shortbread and she's
one.
On fire.
She is on fire.
Yeah.
That were a challenge. Question 3, in March, which personality showed up at a Bayswater party in his honour?
Oh, Tony Gallardi from Spudshed.
Oh, well done.
True. Yeah, a lot of big eyebrows going on.
That's current, right.
It was very funny.
That was funny.
And all the guys go, legend! current score check, unusual, Matt 1, Kimber 2.
Oh,
I shouldn't say that.
I'm right. Thinking America's Cup. I can come back from here.
Yeah, Kimber, you have had a few wins. Who are you, Ben Lexon? Question 4. One of the biggest stories of the year was Harry and Meghan's wedding. Who walked Meghan down the aisle?
Her mum.
No, bloody Prince Charles.
Correctamundo.
Oh, nice.
And we have a situation where Matt is 2 and Kimber is 2. It couldn't get any closer or any better to wrap up the year.
It's never happened that we've ever had a tiebreaker. You've never needed a backup question.
Penalty shootout.
Ladies and gentlemen, our tiebreak question, closest to the pin, so you don't have to nail the exact age. Oh, this is funny. How old is Amy Shark?
32.
Jeez.
Well, I just looked her up because we were about to speak to her.
Macho Man has a win.
Well played, Maddie.
Well played to both of you.
I've got to be a macho
man.
It's nice that it came down.
Can we just play my song because I don't get to hear it enough?
Oh, it's nice that it came down to one question, one answer. Here's Kimber's song. There you go.
Thanks.
Go, girl.
Just so I get to hear it.
No, it was a great effort today. Not being patronising, I thought it was pretty good.
Nice one, guys.
That is the final surprise quiz for 2018 on the Big Breakfast.
I do secretly kind of love them, even though they're a little bit...
Do you really?
Know. Well, yeah, they make me realise that my memory doesn't work how it used to, but that's okay.
And
I still have the fun.
I know more about Amy Shark than I ever thought I would.
Well done.
I told you. Yeah. I'm Little Miss Fair Play. I don't care about the win.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Win big. $20,000 big. The massive summer score with Channel 7, Australia's new home of cricket.
What a ripper!
And The Big Breakfast on Mix 94.5.
For the past month, it's been a lot of fun. We've had our massive summer score giveaway thanks to Channel 7, the new home of cricket, and the prize pool has been growing each day.
Oh, hasn't it? We were on 7 News every night just bringing up a different prize to the list, and it is time to give away the entire massive summer score list to one of our 19 finalists.
Yeah, we're talking around $10,000 worth of goodies. What a way to kick off Christmas.
Oh, amazing.
Just incredible. Now, what we're about to do is cross to our very own Pete Corelli from the Rush Hour here on Mix 94.5. Pete, have you got us loud and clear in the suburbs of Perth?
I have got you loud and clear in the suburbs of Perth. Are we coming through loud and clear, Big Breakfast?
You are, buddy. Pete. You're going to have to storm the door of this person and tell them that they've won Mix 94.5 and Channel 7's massive summer score. Are you out the front of their house?
We are out the front. I'm dressed in my Santa suit, and I've got Ryan Daniels here from Channel 7. He's my elf bell and everything. Give us a shake of that bell, Ryan.
Oh, nice word.
Oh, they might hear that.
Peak right now. Copro.
Said about as much as Fat Cat.
Well, yeah, it's good. It's amazing.
Get in there, Pete. Go and storm the door.
The Mix 94.5 truck is behind us. Is just hanging around the corner. Okay, we are coming around the corner up the driveway.
Exciting.
We're walking along a wall. So it's a white wall in case the person inside is listening right now. We've just come up to a gate, and the gate says, Merry Christmas.
All right,
we're
going to
see if we can open this gate. We've opened the gate. Okay, we're at a series of front doors. I don't know which one is the actual front door.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We might have to go down the chimney, guys.
Are you a casuarina?
Okay, there is a... We've just seen someone who's just walked out towards the front, and there are other people as well. And she is shaking, guys. Hello, good morning. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Tara.
Hello, Tara. Congratulations. You have just won Mix 94.5 and Channel 7's massive summer score.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, God. Sorry. I can't stop shaking. Thank you. Thanks, 94.5 and Channel 7. This is amazing. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Seriously, guys, I can't even begin to tell you how much the shakes are going on right now. Are you okay?
Yes,
just
I'm fine.
Take a deep breath for me.
Pete, can Tara hear us?
All right. Tara cannot hear you. She can hear you through me.
What was the prize? What was the prize that Tara won when
Tara,
she called
through? The prize that you won?
The $500 Crown Casino gift voucher.
Oh, far out. Well, Tara, come with me. And are these your kids? All right, so we've got your daughter and your son here. I want you all to come out the front with us. Come out the front. Come on, let's go. Let's go and have a look. The Mix 94.5 Chrissy truck is out here as well. All right, here we go. Guys, come and have a look at this massive summer score. What do you think?
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I can't thank you enough. That's brilliant. That's, I don't know. I know it's radio and I have to talk, but yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Big Breakfast, I'm going to pop my headphones on Tara's head right now and I'm going to pass her the microphone. You can have a chat to her.
Good on
that
you.
That is
all right,
mate.
Just a moment. Hang on a sec. No, here we go.
This is around about $10,000 worth of prizes that Tara from Winthrop has just won. Right,
that's the Big Breakfast, Claire, Matt and Kimber here. I'm going to hold you the microphone.
That sounds good. Hey, Tara, can you hear us loud and clear now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, firstly, congratulations, you won. It's so unreal, the massive summer score.
That's absolutely amazing. Oh, my God, look at it. Tara. I've never won anything in my life. This is amazing.
Have you been following every day what has gone in this list? I mean, in the back of that truck right now, we've got a 55-inch TV, Apple Watch, Bunnings voucher, Crown voucher, Event Cinemas voucher, Flight Centre voucher. There's Chanel perfumes for him and her.
Yeah, we've been following every day. The kids have been doing it as well. It's absolutely amazing. We can't thank you enough. That's absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure, Tara. You enjoy that. You have a wonderful Christmas for you and your family. And thank you for being with us on Mix 94.5.
Thank you very much again. Thanks, Mix 94.5 and Channel 7. It couldn't have come at a better time. Thank you very much.
Oh, by the way, Tara, did we mention the Weber barbecue, the $500 Meyer voucher, the DeLonghi copy machine, the GoPro, the $500 IKEA voucher, the ultimate?
Oh, there's so much. The iPad, the Bose speaker, the golf club set. I mean, all of these things are in the back of the truck for you right now. They are all yours for Christmas.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful. I can't stop shaking.
Congratulations.
That's
again.
That's so wonderful. Thanks.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt's Hits from Your Hood.
I think it's that time of year, Matt.
It is. It's time for the final Matt's Hits from Your Hood for 2018. We didn't spin the wheel because I wanted to do a song as a celebration of life here in our beautiful city of Perth.
And it is a celebration, Maddie. This is a real upbeat, go-get-em Friday kind of song.
Damn straight. And and if I was going to be upbeat, I needed the team on board.
Yeah, it's so a bit of a party, isn't it, really?
I got in touch with Claire, Kimber and Captain Paul's agents.
Yeah. Spoke to our people.
Yeah, and they did it for a very reasonable fee. So thank you
important.
For that.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome. We always point you towards the video, but this is a very cute video. So I do recommend you going and looking at that at mix.com.au, where all the last 2 years, Matt's Hits from Your Hoods are up.
Super.
Wow, that's quite a list.
And if you want to get through all of those, I suggest you get a life.
But let's go with the one that we've put together for the end of 2018.
Let's do it.
The last suburban song for the year is not about a particular suburb, it's a celebration. Matt's Hits from Your Hood on Mix 94.5.
We're so glad that so many of you lovely people choose to share your mornings with us here on The Big Breakfast.
We'd especially like to thank those people in our neighbourhoods who smile and say hi, maybe bring your bins in and just make the world a better place.
And remember, people, that no matter who you are and what you do to live, thrive and survive, there's still some things that make us all the same. You.
Me.
Him.
Everybody. Everybody.
Everybody needs a suburb. To love. Somewhere to live. Bring up the kids. In Mullaloo, loo. That's what you do. And Jenny got. Just love your spot.
94.5.
Matt's Hits from Your Hood. Celebrate suburban life. Write a song for every suburb of Perth. Only have to write 355.
Ha ha.
That's a lot of suburbs.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see a little bit of petty crime. When you're good to those in your hood, telling you everything is gonna be fine. I need you.
You know, people, when you find that special suburb, you gotta hold that hood, love that crib, squeeze it, please it, water the trees in it.
Signify your feelings by recycling correctly.
Because it's so important to have a special neighbourhood. To live, to cry, to play, and go grey.
Everybody needs a suburb. Everybody needs a suburb to love. A suburb to love.
A suburb to love.
Somewhere to live.
Somewhere to live.
Bring up the kids.
Bring up the kids.
I need you, you, you. I love you, you, you. I love you, girl. The Big Breakfast. 94.5.
Oh, big finish. Hey. Just like the Blues Brothers at their best, really, wasn't it? Well done, Matt.
Beauty. Thanks, guys. That was awesome.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Zy, Matt and Kimber.
This is sort of like a blooper kind of segment from
it
our
is.
Year.
Yes, yes.
Not our best work, let's
Not
be
our
honest.
Best work. Well, let's get right into it. So we do live reads. I'm sure you know that when you hear them.
Oh, no.
And one of them was for Netflix's new Lost in Space.
Okay, oh, so yeah. Live read is a live commercial?
Live commercial, yep. Essentially. Yep. And, for Claire-Zy and I, Lost in Space, we had that as kids, but yeah. Maybe for Kimber, not so familiar with it, but here was one effort that we had.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, Will Robinson, approaching. Danger.
That's not how you say it. Everyone knows the famous line, Claire-Zy, you guys have told me all week. Danger, Will Robinson.
Oh, no.
What's wrong
you
with you?
Stuffed that up.
Is that not how you say it?
Danger, Will Robinson.
Oh dear. Well,
I've never seen it and I don't know how it goes. Well, stream all the episodes of Lost in Space. Is that how it's
Yeah,
going?
That'll do.
Probably didn't go so well, but it was funny.
No, not very good at that bit.
Yeah. One of the keys to being on radio, we do this job and we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and we do it all year from January until, well, today, basically. One of the keys is, and it's a fundamental, is to be awake when you're actually on the radio. Well,
yes, speaking is really important in radio.
We do try, but Claire-Zy, you didn't quite get it right on this occasion.
I think I was still asleep. Here we go.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Belinda missed.
Can't believe Belinda missed this one, because she misses very little, let's be honest. There is a new Crave. Oh, let's try it again. Can't believe Belinda missed this one. There's a new Cage. I don't know why I said Cage. A new proposal going around. It's a new Crave. Crave. Thank you.
Okay.
Should I wake up before I start broadcasting? Sorry, the word wasn't coming.
Oh, God.
Matt's looking at me. Matt's looking at me going, you all right? Yeah, good on you.
We're going Crage fighting.
Big time. The look on your face was like, are you okay?
Yeah.
A word I was trying to say was craze. I was trying to say craze. Yeah. And I think I had 19 goes at it. Yeah, like I said, engage brain before opening mouth.
Yes.
And Maddie, a few bloopers around the Thornley song, unfortunately, for Hits From Your Hood this year, because you and Janelle Koenig from Mum's the Word and The Morning Jam, you guys tried to put a song together, but it didn't quite go the way that you'd hoped.
No, we got there in the end, but there was a couple of false starts, and you wouldn't let me forget about it, would you?
Can we maybe not do this? Because we've got to do a Christmas Day show with Janelle.
That's all right. We're both in therapy for it.
Oh, you threw it?
Yeah.
No, here it is.
This Friday, we were going to be hearing Matt's Hits From Your Hood, a tribute to Thornley.
But I thought, I've got to be honest with you guys, and it's just not very good.
Thornley is a dream. It is who we are.
Oh,
yeah. Killing river flows. Great place to dump a
car. Okay, that's enough. But now that's actually one of the
brilliant.
Better bits.
It's slightly out of... Hang on. It's out of time.
It's out of time. No, stop it. Stop it.
I think I played it to 30 times that week for you. Just little grabs just to see what you'd do.
Oh, well, we got there in the end, but with a different song.
Well, we're only human and we make mistakes.
Of course we do.
And, you know, because we do get up early, sometimes we're not quite awake. And didn't that same thing happen with Paul just recently? Captain Paul having a bit of a nod in the studio.
A little nod,
we
yes.
do have particularly comfortable carpet here at the radio station. Here we go.
It's 16 degrees at 7 o'clock. Hello, I'm Jennifer King. First with traffic, what's the latest, Captain Paul?
Hello? Hello?
Didn't go on for that
forensic
long.
Officers have it joined did. Homicide That's... detectives at a home in Joondalup.
That is the real audio.
Jen had time to do her nails, have a cup of tea.
She went to supermarket.
Yeah.
That was the real audio while you were laying on your back in the studio having a nap.
I had severe back pain and I'd been awake all night with a lot of pain. Thank you.
Oh, good excuse.
But gee, you woke up fresh for the next traffic.
Didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
But also, don't feel bad because, you know, Belinda doesn't always nail it either.
No.
You know?
True.
She might cross you and you're not there, but Belinda did this one, was a good one through the year.
And the Aussie cricket team has trained ahead of this week's third test against South Africa. Mitch Stark is nursing a calf complaint, while Mitch Kock returns from a... Mitch Marsh returns from a groin injury.
She should have said that. Let's play it again. She said it under her breath from a groin injury.
And the Aussie cricket team has trained ahead of this week's third test against South Africa. Mitch Stark is nursing a calf complaint, while Mitch Kock returns from a Mitch Marsh returns from a groin injury.
I can't believe they dropped Kock. They dropped Kock for the first test. It's incredible, isn't it? Someone out there with a red face, her name is Belinda Cameron,
Belinda,
shaking her head.
Legend.
She will never forgive us for playing that one.
You missed that one.
Yeah, that was a few bloopers there for you to wrap things up.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
We at that time where we play sort of like the wrap-up to the year. What do you reckon?
It's sort of the best of bits put together by our producers, Tom and Shelby, who do a fantastic job for us and basically book all of our interviews and do all this work for us. And so we haven't heard this yet.
Yeah, Shelby more than Tom, I think, because he's congratulating himself out there. But been working like Trojans to put this together.
Absolutely.
That's sort of like some of the highlights of 2018, really.
Yes, and they're wonderful for massaging one's ego also.
Well, you're wonderful, though. Yeah. You were better than me.
G'day, everyone. We're Human Nature on The Big Breakfast
with Clancy, Matt, and Kimber. With Clancy, Matt, and Kimber. A Mix 94.5.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey! Yeah, you do that better than the traffic, mate.
I don't know if I've, like, scarred my dogs for life, but when we're doing the wild thing, the dogs scurry out of the room.
Oh, really?
It's like they sense it coming.
Well, okay. I can hear Captain Paul, and I'm assuming Bella's in some sort of therapy, isn't she?
No, she hasn't seen. She hasn't seen anything for about 10 years.
Neither of you, eh?
Quick, call a neighbour. So, Kimber, when the dog scurries from the room, is that because you're doing it their style? Maybe what's going on here?
Dean Clares.
Sorry, I didn't say the words.
Goodness me. Yes.
Let's find out more of what's going on in South Africa with respected cricket writer from the Cape Town Chronicle, Rudy Van Smeetens. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Claire, Mac and Kimber. What a pleasure to be on The Big Breakfast. Can I just say, what a beautiful name that is, Kimber, like a white lion. You'll be so welcome here in South Africa. Just don't pack any sticky tape, for goodness sake. Poor old Bancroft fiddling around with his trousers, trying to stick the sticky tape downstairs. He probably got a waxing that he wasn't prepared for. He might be ready for next year's Mardi Gras.
Big weekend, Dennis. Thanks for joining us.
Now, Den, Claire couldn't be here today, so I've done some hard football research. Let's talk about the Dockers. How does a team finish plus 22 in clearances, plus 20 in contested ball, plus 40 in hitouts, but score just 4 goals?
Even I don't look at that stuff. You're so boring. I mean, who cares? They didn't get the footy.
And what about West Coast?
Great performance, too, by Jack Darling.
I was going to say, wasn't he great? Oh, sorry. No. Well,
you didn't come in with any papers, and... Albus Dumbledore over here has come in with about 6 books.
Telethon 1986.
VHS.
This was Claire's debut to television.
We've got something from Carnarvon here, which is where the bananas come from, believe it or not. Carnarvon Bush Apes, who've donated money, not bananas, tonight, which is good to see.
Oh,
the banana gang.
I don't know if you could hear the lady sitting next to Claire, but that laugh says to me, I'm interested in this young man with this mullet.
And Satellite Sue, you're looking good.
Thank you very much, Dean.
Oh, Satellite Sue!
Live.
live television.
She was in the. She was a real woman in the newsroom.
The satellite suit didn't know what to do. Dean. For your chance to win, you've had to listen to the sand tune, and Anne from Eden Hill has done just that. Congratulations, Anne.
Hey, screaming Anne, how are you? You're a little bit happy, aren't you, Anne?
Oh, I am. I am very much.
Well, congratulations, Anne. You are in the draw. I can't wait to hear it if you win it.
Yeah, it's all
right. Thank you.
Someone
needs a holiday.
Oh. Okay, almost frightened to ask this, Anne, but are you a member of our mix club?
Guess what I did yesterday?
You joined up.
I did too!
We are without Dean Clares again today. As we told you yesterday, it was the funeral of his beautiful mum.
Oh, it was a beautiful service, wasn't it? It was a pleasure to hear what sort of person Margie was. Lovely lady and a beautiful family.
I never got to meet Margie, but you really got a sense that she was fun-loving and cheeky and generous with her time. And I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because Claresy's a beautiful bloke, so
isn't
it doesn't surprise me.
We're looking forward to getting Claresy back.
And the Aussie cricket team has trained ahead of this week's third test against South Africa. Mitch Stark is nursing a calf complaint, while Mitch Marsh returns from a groin injury.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
I found something pretty surprising. It's a website called mancrush.com. It's a site where you can express your love for a celebrity. And I found one Matthew Dictinsky.
Another one of these.
I'm not even kidding. You can read your ranking in the red there.
Yes. Matthew Dictinsky ranks number 46,931.
But you need to get 10,000 spots closer to reach Alf from Home and Away.
Raymar, I love it.
You've got to be flaming joking.
What do you think of Ray right now?
Be better than bloody Raymar.
Stacey from Belmont, she says, "Hi guys, I need your help. I've been with this guy for about 6 months and I really like him. But the last few times we have taken part in bedroom antics, he has finished off with a high five. Surely this isn't normal. What do I do?"
Wow, what a can of worms that is.
Yeah, I mean, Laurie's happy with a quick fist pump at the end, but
yes, I'm leaving that alone.
I think we all should. Yeah. Sorry.
Take a moment.
Hey, look, we're good friends.
Because in this life there can be nothing finer than following Kimba when quad biking. Dang, that girl can fang. Producer Tom, he won't stop screaming. His food captain Paul, he keeps stealing. The seafood here is so first rate. The oysters make me want to mate. Coral Bay, not far away. Coral Coast, yeah, the coast where the sun is baking. Coast bathers, they are chafing. Coast saw a thing that was half goat and yeah, half sheep.
A shoat!
Hey,
a shoat!
A shoat! Made the lyrics. Well done, Matthew.
Nice.
Oh, thank you.
Matt's hits from your hood. What a year it's been.
It's a big year.
Yeah, I've forgotten we'd been on the Coral Coast.
Yeah, and you and I got so sick you could hear it in our voices.
So ill.
How you could sing when you were that sick. Yeah, it was a wonderful trip. Just part of it. And congratulations again to Tara from Winthrop, in case you missed the news, won the massive summer score with Channel 7, the new home of cricket, and Mix 94.5's Big Brekkie this morning. But thanks to everybody. We mentioned our wonderful producers, Tom and Shelby, for their work. And to Captain Paul as well, and Belinda in the newsroom, and on occasion Jen King as well.
Yes.
And all of those people around the radio station. Neil, our wonderful off-air producer who does so much, especially with Matt's Hits.
Yes, he does. And, of course, Dan, the internet with his videos.
And all of the content and integration departments. We won't name everybody. We'll be here for another half hour.
But thanks for another great year.
Yeah, it's been a beauty.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Yes.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Go out on a high.
Yeah, this time of the year when I go down to Denmark always makes me think of Dad, and may he rest in peace. I remember when he came into my room when I was a teenager and he said, stop that, Paul, you go blind.
Mm.
And I said, I'm over here, Dad.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.